facing a season end there, and you're still out there for your guys?
Because that's the reason why I was playing in the first place. You know, I was playing for my guys in the first place. So, you know, after you get hurt, it's not like, you know, they knew what I was playing for. You know, they knew I'm out there giving them everything I got. So.
Anything else, guys? Everybody seems to be pretty down, you know, for you. How do you sort of move it around?
Just got to stay positive. That's all you can do.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
Well, yet another one bites the dust. Hey, man, it's a Friday, and we're at Beaumont. Let's do this on a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master, keeping us on air back in studio, and the ninja, allegedly keeping us on air out here at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. And if you're not here, shame bell for you, because it is an absolutely perfect night to be on the patio. Much, much better than the last couple times we've been here where it's been a little warm. It is perfect today.
It is a perfect day.
So get your tails on out here if you're just getting in the car. There's no excuse not to get out here and party at Luke's, especially since they've got $12 Miller Lite buckets. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's the number. Use that to text, because we won't be taking any phone calls. You can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. It's a Friday, no nonsense. Let's have fun. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that, man. What's going on with you?
Nothing much, man. Just rocking and rolling.
Rock and roll. I like to hear that.
Yeah, happy to be back here in Beaumont. Seeing a lot of familiar faces, and man, this is such a perfect day to sit outside and drink beer. I mean, and listen to the Blitz, of course.
Of course.
I mean, why else would you exist, right?
What's the point?
I'm telling you. So you heard the audio there, Richard Sherman dead.
Yeah, ruptured Achilles. That's a bummer. It's the second time it's happened to him. He's a it's a tough dude, but there's only so much you can do, and it, that team already banged up. You know, Earl Thomas missing some time and was a questionable for last night. Ended up not playing, but at the end of the day, they did enough. They got a win, and that's what matters. A road win at that, which is those are big for Seattle. And thanks to a blocked extra point, they even covered. So
depends on what you got, because I actually had Arizona at +6.5.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yes. So that hook meant everything.
Okay. Yeah. Most people, I think the closing line was 5.5. So that was a big moment for them. I didn't play the game either way, but
I wound up just making a small bet on it. My big play was I parlayed our two college games.
Good for
last
you.
Last night, and yours was the much easier cover, and I didn't think I had to worry about mine because Georgia Southern got the ball back with like 1:12 left. And I'm like, okay, well, they can't throw the ball. This is fine. They threw the ball right down the field and damn near got in the end zone. But, hey, cover. And
that's all that counts.
Keeps me a pretty good run going after, which I needed. I'm now back up for the year. So it's all good. That was good stuff last night.
Yeah, good times.
Rockets game.
Yeah, Rockets got a win, an impressive win. Just so you know, I picked the Rockets to win that game, Fred.
I remember that.
A lot of people don't realize that, but sometimes I pick the local teams to win.
I know it's an unbelievable thing. I asked you that yesterday, and you said the Rockets were going to win.
That's right.
And it turned out to be a really good game. I thought the Rockets were going to run away early, and then Cavs got back into it, and it stayed competitive for the rest of the way. So it was fun to watch, and good job by the Rockets, who are playing at a really high level right now and getting defensive stops when they need them. And James Harden's playing fantastic.
Yes.
So really, really enjoyable team to watch right now. It's just...
And It's college basketball day, opening day in college hoops, which is one of my favorite days.
I very excited about that.
I am.
And
you know who hates this day? My wife.
Yeah.
Because now all I do is watch stupid college basketball games constantly.
Well, she also make a little money off of it.
Yeah, 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 but that doesn't, it's not for her.
Right, right. That's your money.
Right.
So, yeah, and just a quick plug for Houston.sportsmap.com. AJ's 2017-18 college basketball preview for all the teams that you would care about in this region, including LSU, is up. We've also got Palillo's did his thing on the Rockets, so you've got Rocket story on there. And then we use something from Culture Map about the damage done to the World Series trophy at a black tie dinner.
Come on, guys.
Yes. Rich people almost ruined the trophy.
Yeah, you guys get your rich acts together.
But it's fixed now. But so all that's on Sports Map. Check it out. You can go to sportsmap.com, houston.sportsmap.com, and all good. 713 says, you guys made me money last night. I bet I took your picks plus my UNC pick and made a three fat
there
three
you
team.
Go.
There you go. Nice. And so I have a solution for these Thursday games. All teams to play on Thursday come off a bye and just have bye weeks all year. I don't know if they can physically make – I don't know if there's enough byes.
Well, and plus they don't want to have byes late in the season,
right,
or really early in the season, and Thursday night football goes all year, so it won't work out that way.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just part of the scheduling that you got to deal with now.
Man, every team has to do it.
Yep.
It's unfortunate that
– does it feel like – Let me ask you this. Do you feel like one team has played more in primetime this year than any other? Because I've got a team in mind that I feel like every week is playing a primetime game.
Okay.
Because I've seen this team play more than anybody else, I think.
Who would that be?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
It does seem like that.
It's like Sunday night, Thursday night, Monday night. It feels like every time there's a primetime game, they're one of the three. They're one of the three primetime games.
That does seem... That does seem to be the case.
I haven't looked up their schedule. I'm going to do that right now just to see. But
yeah, I think I've seen almost every – well, I watch them all anyway, but that does make sense. Because you had the Sunday night game against the Texans.
Yeah.
Didn't you have one last Thursday? Weren't they playing last Thursday? I could be wrong about that. I'm old and I drink a lot. So.
All right. Let's see. Well, I can't see all the dates. But so far they've had – two Thursday and two Monday night games.
And a Sunday night game.
And a Sunday night. At least one, maybe two Sunday night games.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. I bet you they don't have any more the rest of the year.
Well, they have a Saturday game.
Okay.
So.
That sort of counts.
That sort of counts. Oh, and it's a Saturday at 8:25 or 7:25. So that definitely counts.
Well, TV loves the Chiefs.
I guess so.
It's where they wonder how many Eagles games we're going to get.
We'll probably get more next year.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say totally collapse. But, yeah, so fun night of sports last night. We got a great weekend coming up. We'll have RJ Bell at 5:30. Also want to remind you that the pregame line that we air on Tuesday nights is also going to air at 10 a.m. on Sundays now on SB Nation Network. So if you missed it and you want to catch it right before the games – and starting next week, we'll do a lot more looking ahead specifically at those games, because most of the time we do trends. We do a look back at the prior week, and then we go into trends, and then we hit on a couple games. But starting next week, we'll hit them all for you.
Yep.
So it'll be fun. And you know, we always hit a bunch with RJ today as well. So it's not like it's not like you're missing out on anything, but it's a pretty cool show. Check it out. And also a lot of really good response to the audiobook History Earned, which you can pick up. Just go to houstonsport.sportsmap.com. There's a story about it, or you can go to galmediapublishing.com, or just check any of our social media stuff, because Josh blasted it everywhere. And it's only $13.99. A dollar goes to Harvey Relief, and it's very cool. Lots of good comments. Okay, those are all my plugs for this hour, except for the $12 Miller Lite buckets while
that's
we're here.
That's a good one.
Out here at Luke's Ice House. So, come on out. Come say hello. And really good food out here. Nice atmosphere. Some nice scenery. Just good place to hang out.
Not a bad one today.
Yeah, especially with this weather. And take advantage of this weather, because we're not going to get many more days like this. As you know, next week it's going to be 100 degrees again.
Probably so.
And we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Because that's how it works down here.
It was really cold yesterday, and it made me feel sick.
Really?
This morning I didn't want to get out of bed because I felt like, I don't know. It was, first of all, it was too cold to get up out of the blankets this morning. And I was like, oh, my throat's scratchy. Great. This is going to be a nightmare. I'm going to be sick. I'm going to have to go to Beaumont and do the show. It's going to be horrible. But as the day went on, I've kind of normalized. But I do think that cold weather yesterday got to me a little bit.
Man, I got up at 5:30, got the dog out, did a bunch of work on the website. I think I posted 5 stories this morning, went for a run, went to the gym. And then, of course, typical old man stuff. About an hour after I went to the gym, my foot started hurting so bad I couldn't put any weight on it. It sucks getting old.
Apart.
It just sucks getting old. I hate it. I felt so good when I got out of there. And then I went and got some barbecue for lunch. Man, just had a terrific day. And, now I can barely walk. But that's all right.
Oh, well, you don't need to walk anyway. You could drive.
Yeah, exactly. Drive all the way over here to Beaumont.
Yeah.
And enjoy ourselves while we're here. So if you get a chance, swing by, man. There's plenty of room. Most people are outside because it's...
This is the day to be outside.
Yeah, we're outside, but we're inside outside. We're like under the canopy.
Right.
So there's space around here if you guys want to come hang out. But it won't last long because we know how Beaumont responds whenever the Blitz shows up. So we know you guys are going to be here. 713-780-ESPN. If you wish to text the show, we'll be happy to take your texts. I hear music finally. All right. That means we're going to take a very quick break. Although, Jong, I believe I have something here before we take a break, if I'm not mistaken. Because, you know what? I'd love to stay over here and hang out, but I have to go home so I can sleep on my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. Because I love that mattress. I sleep like a champ on it. I hate going anywhere now because even if you have the nicest bed in a hotel room, it's nothing compared to either of the beds that I have at my place. And now's the time, man. Beat the Black Friday rush because factory prices are going to make your Black Friday shopping easy. And you're not going to lose any sleep when you have the handcrafted Luxe Plush Feel, the Amsterdam on sale in all sizes. I have the Athens and the London. They're fantastic. And the specially designed pocketed coils of the Amsterdam let you get a deep sleep, and you won't feel your partner moving around, which is pretty cool. If you guys don't like each other and he or she wants to be about 5 or 6 feet away from you, you're not going to notice when they're moving all over the place. Because that's how your mattresses work at Texas Mattress Makers. And you're saving 50% off retail prices, and that's guaranteed because they make them right there at the factory and sell them directly to you. Yuval and the gang use the highest quality to make these mattresses, so you're going to spend a hell of a lot less money. You're going to get a great mattress that's custom fitted for you, and you're going to do business with great people. So beat the rush on Black Friday. Visit TexasMattressMakers.com or go to 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you're a blitzer. They will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
All right, guys. Raising Cane's has two new locations open up November 14th, Fry Road and Park Row in Katy, 2920 in Kirkendall in Spring. And if you are one of the first 20 customers on opening day, you'll receive a free Cane's for a year card. Raising Cane's are serving always fresh, never frozen, premium chicken tenderloins, been marinated for 24 hours, and they are cooked to order. And if you got a lot of people coming over this weekend, maybe to watch a game, the Raising Cane's tailgates are perfect for any event. 25 to 100 fingers ready in minutes after you order. You don't got to call two days in advance. Everything's ready to go just minutes after you order. They're an active community partner in every market that they serve, and they've got now 28 locations in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the one nearest you, and make sure you get your hands on some of that Raising Cane's here in the near future. Raising Cane's, one love.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Luke's in Beaumont. Calder Road, come on out. A couple of things. Somebody says, I'd like to take you two guys in the Deviant Draft. Okay, that was the last show. That was their bit. It's pretty funny. I mean, I would not be an awful pick. I have a lot of young women who work for me who I control their careers, and I'm old and creepy looking. However, that would be a bad pick because I'm
smart. Because you're appropriate.
I'm smart enough not to be.
And you always pay people off.
Well, yeah, that too. That too. They always have to do the, you know, the non-disclosure agreement
right.
Whenever I pull anything out in front of them, so. Now, I would never do anything like that. So, Joel are in Beaumont today. Are you going to talk high school football, Mid-County?
Nope.
I don't care what. I don't care how big it is. That's great for you. Congratulations. No.
I've told you when I started in sports radio, when I was making like, I don't know, I feel like my first year of radio, I made like 20 grand or something absurd. And to make extra money, I would do play-by-play for high school football games. I hated it so much. I mean, I can't tell you how awful it was pretending to be interested in random high school kids playing football. Like, you know, I didn't mind, like, when my brother was playing high school football, I didn't mind going to his games.
Yeah, you got a rooting interest there.
But if
you went to a school or your kid's playing, yeah, absolutely you should be interested.
But to go see a bunch of random kids I don't know play, oh, I'd rather get kicked in the head by a mule. I'm telling you, that is punishment.
There's nothing creepy about going and watching 16, 17, and 18-year-olds that aren't yours.
Yeah.
There's nothing creepy
and
about that.
As I got more successful in radio and I started making more money, I would just up my fees to do high school play-by-play. So it started out, I was making like 25 bucks a game. And then by the time I finished, I was like, well, I'll do it for $300 a game. And the guy was like, okay. I did a whole season for $300 a game. And then the next year, he was like, I can't pay you that. And I was like, cool, I can't do high school football anymore. So it all works out here.
Then you haven't done it since?
I haven't done it since, no.
I was asked early on in my career to do it, and I'm just like, no, I don't want to do play-by-play of any kind.
Oh, and I constantly got in trouble because I would make fun of kids who screwed up, and like, you're not allowed to say anything negative. And I'm like, well, what about when they do bonehead stuff? You're not supposed to talk about it? Well, you just got to spin it like it was a really good play from the other team. It's impossible. It really is impossible. You got to be too sensitive about people's feelings. That's not the life for me.
Yeah, that was my big concern because I know exactly how it would be. It's like, and Johnson is wide open, and oh, how the hell do you drop that kid? Are you that bad? My God, this kid's dropped 5 balls in this game already. They'd be up 35 to nothing. What a putz. His parents should be ashamed of him. Yeah, that would be the end of me. Yeah, because you can't say anything nice, right?
I mean,
that was really good defense. They were within 30 yards of him, and he was wide open, but that's okay. That was really good defense. That's why he dropped it. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. Better yet, just come on out here to Beaumont and hang out. So a lot of people asking about that Alabama-Mississippi State game. What do you think about the line?
I have the game at 14.
Yeah.
So I took it at 14, plus 14 for Mississippi State.
We talked to your man yesterday, and he said that he liked the other side. And
right, yeah, so, Brad Powers on the other side. And I know the entire show before us was on the other side.
Well, the entire show before us, you give them an option, and they say, well, who's favored? I pick that team. They all, to a man, did that. And then Barry at the end was like, oh, we all picked the same things. What he didn't notice, we all picked favorites. So Barry changed it up and took TCU, points.
I think both of us are on, so... I
would have liked TCU on the other side of seven.
Yeah, I liked it better when it was eight.
Yeah, I'm not playing it under seven.
It opened at 8.5. I'm probably not touching. If it gets back to 7, I'll take TCU. I think I mentioned this the other day. The last 5 years, that game's been decided by a touchdown or less. And I think TCU's pretty good. I think they have the best defense in the Big 12. I know it's in Norman, but yeah, I'm not 100% sold on OU being that great. And I'll take the team with the better coach. So... 832 wants to know, how much would you charge to do play-by-play on high school now?
I wouldn't do it.
For no number?
I mean, if I could get $500 a game, I'd probably go do it.
See, it would take like $2,500 a game for me to do it.
But then I think, God, it's a Friday night.
Yeah.
Like,
you probably want to be home drinking.
If I had to commit to a full season of it, I couldn't do it. I don't think there's a number that I would. I mean, it'd have to be like $2,000 per game. For me to give up an entire football season worth of Friday nights, because I'm so busy on Saturdays and Sundays that, like, during football season, we don't have a bunch of free time to just mess around. My Friday nights, I can't just give that up willy-nilly.
To be honest, I don't think there's a school in America that could afford what I would ask for to do it. It would have to be like $5,000.
Yeah.
Because for that very reason. It's
what
not
about
like
your alma mater?
10. Yeah. No, they honestly, I'm already working 7 days a week as it is. I don't need to add another 4 hours to
it.
So not unless it was going to be silly. And yeah, they can't afford me. Sorry, guys. Or AJ, they couldn't afford you either. I bet Jong they could afford.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right.
He is getting married. He's got a wedding to pay for.
Yeah, he probably needs to. You know, he's going and getting that ring. It's going to cost him.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should be pushing Jong for this. Jong, what's your number? Here's a hint. Aim high.
At least 500.
Okay.
500.
There you go.
Jong, how many high school play-by-play games have you ever called?
Zero.
You have no experience and you want 500 a game?
Yeah.
But he's Jong freaking Lee,
absurd.
Man.
That's absurd. That is absurd.
He was on Asian Celebs when that was a thing.
But he has no previous experience. I've worked my ass off to get to that level.
Hey, when you did your first game, how much experience did you have?
Zero, but
I
made $25.
But that's because that was all you were worth back then.
It was.
See? Jong's worth a lot more. He's a bigger star now than you were back then. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Did you see your buddy Louis C.K.'s apology?
Yeah.
He said they're true. I mean, he at least admitted it.
I mean, I get it was a weird apology because, like, part of it seemed like a legit apology, which is good. It wasn't – there was no mention of if I offended anyone by masturbating in front of them. I'm sorry. Like, he just said, yeah, I did it. But then it was also awkward on the other side because
– it got weird.
He talked about how famous he was and, like, you know, I just thought, like – maybe I was famous enough that I could get away with this,
they admired me so much because I'm famous. Basically, is what we were.
That made it more creepy to me. So I don't know. I don't know if it's a good apology or not a good apology.
I at least like that he said, "Hey, I did it." You know, I appreciate people who come out and say, "Hey, I did do that," but then he kind of tried to explain it like, "Well, they admired me because I'm famous, so they didn't really have a choice when I asked them if it was okay if I pulled my thing out." Saying, okay. Interesting. Man, this stuff is just getting ridiculous.
It's running rampant.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show. 419 says Fred Cady would pay you $10,000. They wouldn't pay me that. They could afford it, though.
They could.
Cady could afford it. Pretty sure.
Don't they have a big stadium to pay for?
Well, yeah. They've got like a $400 million stadium or something ridiculous, so. They could afford it, but they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't like in fact, my alma mater's doesn't even exist anymore, I don't think.
What?
Yeah, they shut the school down.
Shut the school down?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
So, well, it was a mess down there. Sam Marquez said he came in from Houston to drink a beer with us. Nice. Man, for some reason, the drive today, usually I think, man, this drive is so damn long. Just flew by. I don't know why. I was rocking out to some weird music.
Weird music? What's weird music?
Well, I don't know. It's weird. It's just stuff from my youth. Like, and it all means something different now because I know what the songs mean. But I was jamming on some Judas Priest.
Oh, yeah.
And now that I realize all those songs are about gay men sex, it kind of
changed. You like it more now.
It's like.
Now you sing it loud and proud.
No, it's not that. It's not so much that. It's just that you have a totally different perspective on the songs now.
Okay.
Like Turbo Lover, for instance, basically made me think of Louis C.K. and some other guy doing that at the same time. Go check out those lyrics one day, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And there's Jong taking us out with that. So, hey, I'm getting a lot of questions about college lines. We'll do that at 6 o'clock. We'll do the NFL lines at 5 o'clock. R.J. Bell at 5:30. So plenty of gambling stuff today we'll get to. And I'm feeling pretty good about this weekend, man. Mainly because I haven't sucked for the last week and a half. I had about 3 weeks there of absolute suckage. So I always get pretty confident whenever you start getting a few. All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz live here at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. We'll be right back.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Luke's Ice House. And I got to say, it's a little tame for a Beaumont crowd in here. Are you guys still hungover from the Astros?
I don't know. I don't know if they – maybe they didn't get liquored up when Joel and Barry were here.
I mean, that's the only way you can listen to that show, right?
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
These guys found a way, I guess, do it sober.
Billy wants to know, do you guys think the atmosphere in Hollywood is really tense right now? I imagine everyone is on edge in that business. I think everybody who did something is probably on edge, yeah. Because, you know, now when things start coming out about people, that if you hear one thing about somebody like Bill Cosby, then you'll hear 30, right?
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people that probably are pretty nervous about now because they started thinking about stuff they may have done. Going, oh, you know what? That might not have been cool.
Yeah.
So, it's a weird world we live in, AJ. It really is. I see stories like this, and I wonder what the hell people think. I mean, is that real life? Is that what people do? Is if they have power over somebody, they get them in a hotel room and spank it in front of them?
I guess so. It just seems so odd to me. Like, the things people are into now, I just don't. I don't really get it. I don't get how that's excitement, but everybody's got their own stuff, you know?
See, ESPN's expected to lay off another 100 people.
Not surprised at all.
No, and it's one of those things that we've talked about a lot when they've done it, but they still, they're doing fewer sports centers, so I'm sure some of those sports center people are going to go, man, yeah. I hope they get rid of that chick who was rooting for the Dodgers the whole time when she was supposed to be doing sports center. God, she was annoying. She's doing that. Oh, we should have done this, and we should have done that. Like, how do you get the ESPN with we?
Doing we? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I don't get that. But I can't remember what her name was, but it was something with a C. I was going to make fun of her, but she'll probably be laid off.
Get her fired.
I don't want to get everybody fired. I mean, layoffs suck, and I guarantee you that people out there listening have either had to lay people off or been laid off at some point in their lives, and it sucks. I mean, there's no good thing about it. And you know, I hate to see people lose their jobs, especially at a place like that, which for the longest time was considered the pinnacle of what we do. I mean, yep. That's what people wanted to get to was ESPN. And you get there, and then all of a sudden you find out, whoops, we're not going to have a job for very long.
Yeah.
So I hate seeing it, but
you know, I'm not really surprised. It reminds me a lot of the newspaper days. It's we lived so fat for so long, and then all of a sudden the world starts changing, and we don't change with it and don't change fast enough, and you start cutting quality people, and it reduces the quality of your product. And when you have a product that's not as good, then the people who were still going there are going to leave. So what I would like to hear is some women on men and women on women sexual harassment stories. I bet they're out there.
I never get sexually harassed by women.
Yeah, me either.
Men sometimes.
That was only once, and I was really drunk.
I'm always too ashamed to tell anyone, though. That's my problem. I feel like this overwhelming shame, and I just keep it to myself. I keep it all bottled up. But if a woman ever sexually harassed me, I would tell everyone. I would let everyone know that it happened. I would ask if she would take a selfie with me, and then I would post it on the internet.
Yeah, it depends on the woman, let's be honest.
Nope, wouldn't matter. Wouldn't matter. No, I would just this chick wanted me. Not a good idea.
No. Okay, what if it was a chick that was so big she had to use a cane to walk? Or she could use a cane for other things.
That makes the story more interesting, I feel like.
It does. It does. So, hey, I don't know if you saw this, but there were some reports out of the Colts organization that some of them are scared that your guy Luck may never play again.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously, it should be a concern. I mean, Minnesota had the same concern about Teddy Bridgewater, though, and he's been able to at least.
You know what? The one thing, though, I'll say is different is a shoulder is a hell of a lot different than a knee when it comes to a quarterback.
No doubt.
Especially when you keep having problems with it. And, you know, frankly, I think if Peyton's had held up, he could have played another 2 or 3 years. But that was kind of it at the end for him. But, I mean, I'm sure that's not going to be the case. But he might not come back the same either. And you know, it would suck if his first 3 years wind up being as good as he ever is.
Yeah.
And I think that's a possibility. So our buddy Chip isn't here today, but he made sure he sent us beer.
He did. Thank goodness.
So
appreciate you, Chip.
Yeah, I know you're listening. I'm not sure why you're not here, but that's okay. I'm sure
there's no good excuse, though.
I'm sure it's very important. I'm sure it's anything more important than the Blitz.
Right.
Yeah, it better be big. So, 713-780-ESPN. Ryan says, I work in production for high school and college games, and in my company, the on-air talent might pull 300 to 400 per game, and a lot of them have major experience. Doesn't seem worth it when you've been doing it that long. I mean, I guess it depends. Some people, if you love it.
Like, if that was your only job?
Well, not just that, but if you love it. Like, some guys love high school football, right? And, yeah, that would be great to get paid for that if you were totally into it. I'm just not into it.
The guy who ran the company that I worked for was so weird. Like, he named his son after his high school football team. I said, that is, you're like next level, you know, that's over the edge for me.
What was the name of the football team?
I don't want to say it because I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you off the air.
All right. I'm just kind of curious whether it was a goofy name or not.
It was.
Oh, okay.
Of course it was.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to throw him under the bus because, I mean, he runs a fairly big, like, network. So, I mean.
But yeah.
I think he's weird. So.
I did not name my daughter Cougar. For that very reason.
Thank goodness. Because that would have been really awkward until she was about 40.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it would have been acceptable. But
right, but
up until 40, people
were
like,
so you got to wait 40 years for her to actually.
That's odd.
Yeah, yeah. You see what Lauren tweeted at us?
No.
Lauren the Aggie. That's not a cane. It's a giant dildo she carries around looking for AJ is the real.
Oh, no.
Mac Daddy says, I was sexually harassed by a woman once. She had a mole with hair coming out of it. Hashtag never again. Lamont sent us one that Mariah Carey was accused of sexual harassment.
Good. Did she issue an apology?
I don't know.
She should.
Most of these guys were saying, oh, I didn't do it or whatever.
Well, Louis C.K. admitted it.
Yeah, he did. I give him credit. Give him credit for saying, yeah.
Well, Kevin Spacey, he didn't deny it. He just said,
whoops.
I probably got drunk and did something crazy. By the way, I'm gay, in case that changes anybody's feelings about this. And that seemed to distract people enough that they're like, oh, well, he's gay. I mean, that somehow makes it acceptable. I don't know.
I wonder how, if you're Louis C.K., how you explain that to the wife.
Louis C.K. is divorced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But wasn't he married at the time?
He was married at the time, yeah. But, I mean, what's your...
That's like if some news came out, Fred cheated on his wife when they were married 15 years ago. Like, would your ex-wife, what's she going to do, be mad? Okay, you're mad.
No, you know what she'd say? Again?
Yeah.
Another one?
Big deal.
Jeez. Jeez. After the first four or five, she quit getting mad. 713-780-ESPN. I think my excuse would be, well, I invited him up and, it just fell out. It happens. It just fell out.
Just,
yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah.
I back then, I wasn't making enough money, and my jeans weren't good quality. The zipper would just fall.
The zipper didn't work faulty very well. Zipper. And, I was going commando because I couldn't afford underwear. And, just boom, just fell out. And I figured since
happens.
It was there, right? I don't think that's going to fly. Oh, man. Drunk Bevo saying, trying to break into screenwriting. I guess I should prepare myself. Well, at least if you're drunk, Bevo, you'll be an easier target. I don't know. I'm just asking. Some really good college football games this weekend. We've talked a little bit about, not just from a gambling perspective, but, that TCU-Oklahoma game, Notre Dame-Miami, Georgia-Auburn. I think the Alabama-Mississippi State game is a lot more interesting than a lot of folks do. And Iowa at Wisconsin. And I don't know that Iowa has another big effort like what they had last weekend, but would it shock you?
I don't. It would shock me if Iowa plays with them. Because it's at Wisconsin now, not at Iowa.
Not as good on the road.
Coming off the big win, I just feel like it's a perfect letdown spot. And even though Wisconsin's undefeated, it's bigger for Iowa's program to get that win over Ohio State than it would be to get a win at Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin's got way more motivation. I think they end up drubbing Hawkeye.
Interesting. 713-780-ESPN.
I've got two unders that I really like a lot this week.
Yeah.
One of them's Auburn-Georgia, which couldn't you see that being like a 10-7 game or a 10-6 game? Like, does it just sort of come off to you as like a game that's going to be a grinded out?
I don't know if it'd be that much of a grinded out. I think it's going to be like 21-17 type of game, maybe 21-14.
And then
with Georgia covering.
The other game, think about this. Put yourself in the shoes of these two teams, Oklahoma State, Iowa State. What do they have in common right now?
Well, they both theoretically, Oklahoma State doesn't. They don't have a shot at.
But didn't they both just come off heartbreaking losses?
Yeah.
Like they both thought their team was way better than it was. So now let's imagine that you've got to play an 11 a.m. kick at 35 degree weather in the rain with 20 mile an hour crosswinds. Do you feel like that's going to be an offensive explosion?
No.
I sure don't.
No, especially for a team like Okie State that passes the ball the way they do in that kind of offense.
I think that's going to be an ugly...
Yeah, the weather's going to be a factor all over the place this weekend.
It's time to start handicapping that.
Yeah.
It really is.
Because you've got one of those dreaded polar vortex storms coming through.
But like I said, these are two teams who a week ago were playing for something major. Now neither one is. And you've got an early kick in the cold, in the rain, in the wind. Ugh.
They're just going to try to get out of there.
That's what I think. They're going to try to run that clock and get their asses home.
So, all right.
Texas Star Grill Shop. These guys celebrating 5 years. They've got a huge sale going on all their grills. And to celebrate, they're going to slash prices on the biggest brands like Traeger, Weber, Kamado Joe, Napoleon, Sabre, Green Mountain. Do not make a big box mistake this holiday season or assume that you're going to save money online. Those grills are cheap. They're not going to last. You pay cheap prices, you win cheap prizes. The team over at Texas Grill Shop, Texas Star Grill Shop, will help you find the perfect grill for you. You tell them what you want to do, what you want to cook, how often you cook. They're going to point you in the right direction. The Memphis Woodfire grills have Wi-Fi control, temperature control from 180 to 700 degrees, which means you can smoke a brisket on it one day, and the next day you can bake a pizza in it. How crazy is that? As always, free delivery and assembly
And with the holidays right around the corner, you're going to want one of these grills to make your turkey, your prime rib. And don't forget about all the sauces, the rubs, the spices that help make everything you grill taste better. Stop by the Texas Star Grill Shop. They're at Shepherd and 59 in Houston and on Luetta in Spring. TexasGrillShop.com. Texas Star Grill Shop. We have your grill.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Luke's in Beaumont. Starting to hop out there. Everybody's outside. It's so nice out tonight that if you don't come out here and you're from Beaumont, then you need to go home and paint shame on your face.
What if they are, you know, like doing something like laying at a park and looking at the sky? Because it's a beautiful day.
Well, they should come out here where it's a beautiful day. Because they're probably smoking weed.
Maybe.
So they should probably get high and then come sit out here. That's what I would do.
Maybe.
If I were off tonight and I lived here, I would come out here. I'd burn one down and chill on the patio. And
okay.
And say, wow, man, those Blitz guys are here. That's pretty cool, man. No? Oh, well.
No.
832 says, listening to you guys with the wife, this is... was like I taught this is sports radio to her. Yeah, well, I don't know if we're sports radio. I think we're whatever radio. But welcome, wife. Most wives don't like us. Wives don't like us. Girlfriends either. I don't know why that is. I think we're pretty likable most of the time.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see your buddy Daddy Juice got banned from the Cosmopolitan?
Yeah, got kicked out of the Cosmo. He's belligerent.
Yeah, well, I think that's a parole violation, frankly. He was intoxicated or belligerent.
So wait,
Maybe both.
Is he not allowed to drink?
I think that's basically public intoxication, right?
I think you'd have to be arrested for public intoxication. Hmm. Right?
Probably.
I don't think just like... Well, TMZ says he was drunk. You got to go back to prison now.
Well,
and no one gets arrested for public intoxication in Vegas. Let's face it.
Yeah, that's true.
Otherwise,
we'd have been in jail.
Kind of what you're there for.
We'd have been in jail about 36 times right by now if that were the case.
That's like if public intoxication, it doesn't, like if you're on Bourbon Street in New Orleans during Mardi Gras, they don't arrest you for that.
No,
there.
They encourage that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why women show their breasts.
Right.
So, yeah. So my wife thinks y'all are funny, but she only listens occasionally. Yeah, if she listened all the time, she wouldn't like us. That's how, after a while, most wives are like, dude, you got to turn this crap off. I mean, I can't deal with it anymore. You know, that Hoffman guy just annoys the crap out of me. And that old guy needs to just shut up. So, did you see, like, most of these Sears stores are closing down now?
Yeah, what's going on? Well, what else is closing? Dairy Queens. There's, like... I think 100 Dairy Queens or something are closing in small towns in Texas.
People not going there anymore? If you live in a small town, isn't going to Dairy Queen a big deal?
That's kind of the thing. Like Dairy Queen in a lot of those small towns, it's the only restaurant they have. That's like you put on your fancy clothes to go to Dairy Queen in some towns.
All we had growing up was we had a Charburger and a Jack in the Box.
Ugh.
And so it was a big deal if we went up to Santa Fe and went to the Busy Bee Cafe.
That was a big trip, huh?
Yeah, that was the thing that, yeah, when you knew you'd done something right, you got to go to the Busy Bee.
Hey, did you have to? A lot of people are asking if you had to pleasure any executives to get your movie made.
No, I did not.
None.
Harvey Weinstein.
Not
didn't
yet.
Well, and I've told you how close I was to doing business with that guy. So, yeah, I'm glad now because I probably would have had to swallow a hot dog to get my movie made. And I would not want to do that.
Ugh.
Joe says, girlfriend is 50-50. I'm thinking you guys are funny. Shouldn't have shown her your picture.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure she's 50 funny on me and 50 not funny on you after seeing our pictures.
Probably.
Yeah, that's the 50-50. I don't know what Rob's talking about here. It says, Fred is likable. AJ is an acquired taste, but AJ ages well. What the hell does that mean? What am I, a bottle of wine?
Yeah, I guess so. A bottle of winer? Is that what he's saying? Is that the direction he's going?
Interesting.
832 says, I'm a wife and I listen all the time, every day. I tell my hubby about you guys.
There you go.
All right, there you go. That's our one. Apparently one guy who owned a bunch of DQ franchises had to file for bankruptcy.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. That's what the texture says. So... 832 says DQ is too expensive. If I'm going to spend that kind of money, I'd rather go to Whataburger. But
not all small towns have a Whataburger.
No.
Yeah, you're like Mr. Choosy Pants living in the big old city. Get out there in one of these little tiny towns.
Just because you're in Nederland and you have options.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Go try living in China.
Yeah. You think they got options there? No.
I'm pretty sure they don't. So.
And is Dairy Queen any more expensive than Whataburger?
Honestly, I haven't been to Dairy Queen in so long, I couldn't tell you.
When I go to Dairy Queen, I'm all about that blizzard. I'm not even looking to eat, like, real food. I'm just looking for ice cream.
That's kind of what I go for.
Like, I feel like that's all it's good. I mean, I used to eat the steak finger basket. I was into that, but I was like a kid then. I don't know, grown man eating Dairy Queen. It's been some time, I will admit.
832, my girlfriend loves you guys, but the wife hates you. Go figure.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's kind of how. Yeah, my girlfriend likes the show and my wife doesn't, so, you know, that's one of those things. 713-780-ESPN to text the show. Yeah, I think the last time I went to Dairy Queen was just to get ice cream. That was a long time ago. Probably, what was that, John? I think he said
my bookie.
Yeah, just... Just so you,
super quietly. Yeah,
just so you know, Jong, it's kind of hard to hear, so you can go ahead and say it loud. It's fine. So instead of going, my bookie, because I'm not going to whisper about my bookie. I'm going to yell as loud as I can about my bookie because it's awesome. And if you want to get on the action, you want to get some of those plays in that AJ and I are going to talk about in the next segment, this is your place to do it. You can make some holiday cash. How about this? If your wife's mad at you for listening to the show, make some money on my bookie, buy her something nice, and then she'll say, okay, that's cool. Holidays are just around the corner, and there's going to be plenty of parties and gifts and spending and who knows what else. So there's also going to be lots of football, basketball, hockey, horse racing, everything that you can score big on every single day. And where you bet is just as important about as who you're betting on. And I've been through a lot of websites. My bookie's the only one I use now, and I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. You can check them out yourself. Best thing about them is you win, you get paid. Fastest payouts in the business. Odds on every matchup on a mobile site that makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze. That's the best thing, I think, is their mobile site is just fantastic. Join now. MyBookie's going to match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus, but you have to use promo code FRED to activate the offer. That's right, 50% bonus, promo code FRED. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.